My name is Nina Powell, and I just want to welcome you all and thank you for coming to this debate. I'm a PhD student in my final year, and I research morality, as it happens, and I am in the psychology department, so I'm pleased to be here. I'm also producing this session alongside Jason and one of the BOI committee members for the Battle of Ideas weekend. And I just want to thank the Birmingham Salon for sponsoring the event. And I'd like to just explain, as Catherine's already done brilliantly, the satellite is part of the 2011 Battle of Ideas event in London, which is during the last weekend in October. We've got brochures for you all. And if you'd like to follow the debate on Twitter, you can do so by following hashtag Battle of Ideas. So for those of you who do the Twitter thing. So just to kind of go over the format of what we're going to do tonight, we're going to hear some opening speeches and some telephones for from each of the panelists, roughly 5 to 7 minutes. And then we're going to open up the debate to you all, to the audience, for some discussion. And that is really the key point here, is to open up for a bigger discussion and then back to the panel for some responses. And we'll try and do this a couple of times, time permitting, and then we'll come back at the end for some closing statements from our panelists. So I just want to give a little bit of a background to this session before we get started. Not too much here, but the session, Warning Women at Work, is going to address some questions with regards to how we have a modern discussion about equality and whether or not the concerns that have been expressed about inequality, in particular gender inequality, in the workplace are legitimate concerns to have today, and if so, what the best method for progress is. And this discussion is particularly timely and appropriate because some of the recent feminist movements in this past year have stirred up a lot of controversy, like the well-known slut walk marches that took place in Britain not very long ago, and the Reclaim the Night marches that take place in particular in Birmingham. And additionally, there's been a lot of tension cropping up around the issues of parenting, particularly after the riots, and early intervention in parenting, which obviously has quite a strong link to women's roles in society and in the workplace. And most important, additionally, not necessarily a new issue for women's movements, but particular emphasis has been placed on biological determinism recently, suggesting that, you know, we're fixed in our roles in biology, and there's potentially some gender determinism as well that influences how we think about women's role in the workplace. So this conversation is inevitably going to draw on the history of the women's role in society, and I just want to set some facts and figures just to throw out there to start with, and then we're going to kick right off. Something to think about is that in 1951, only 31% of women had a job of any description. When the Equal Pay Act was passed in 1963, women worked full-time, earned over half as much as their male counterparts, just over half as much. And prior to the Equal Pay Act of 1963, there was no state legislature, in America in particular, that protected women from poor working conditions, long hours, or unfair wages.
America?
Sorry?
Or Britain?
In
America in particular, yeah.
70 for England.
No. So today, women hold 11% of board seats in the Fortune 500 companies, 11% of corporate officers are women, and women-owned businesses generate $3 trillion in sales annually. So while these statistics are not necessarily explanatory for the discussion we're going to have, it's something to consider. So we're going to kick off, and I'm going to introduce our wonderful panel of speakers that we have tonight in the order in which they're going to speak. So first we have Anne Ferguson to my left. Anne Ferguson was head of PwC Turnaround Panel Network with over 1,000 senior executives who specialize in stability and turning around the performance of companies in financial distress. She trained as a chartered accountant in Scotland and was a lecturer at Strathclyde Business School and the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Scotland in the 90s. She joined an executive search firm, Lohmann Consulting, in 2000 as managing director in Scotland before being invited to join PwC in 2006. So, second speaking tonight, we're going to have Linda Beloffs. Linda worked in the public sector for many years. She's held positions as chair of many voluntary sector bodies, and now she runs her own company, EDHR Solutions, which specializes in equality, diversity, and human rights training, and online learning consultancy and conflict resolution. And in 2009, Linda was elected chair of the Institute of Equality and Diversity Practitioners. And finally, last but not least, we have Jason Smith, who's a freelance journalist with a particular interest in the politics of food, equality, and civil liberties in farming. He contributed a chapter on the Equality Act to the Big Brother Watch book, The State of Civil Liberties in Modern Britain. And he writes regularly for The Free Society and Spiked. And he also established the Birmingham Salon in February of 2010.